MTV Cast.
Hello, Eddie O'Day from the Eastern Divide Trail. Glad I got in. Tried yesterday. I kept getting cut off. But anyways, it's been a bit since I called in. So day before yesterday was Cumberland to Thomas, which is just next door to Davis, West Virginia. And pretty non-dramatic day as far as this trip's going. I was paid for maybe the first 30-ish miles, rolly, no major super steep climb right out of the gate, which was nice. There was a few more resupply spots than were noted on maps, so that was also a pleasant surprise, so no problems on that front. A Dollar General and some piped springs that weren't noted. So, the only thing of real note through there, I mean, it's beautiful farm country in this valley, and then tons of whitetail, just a lot of slowing down, yelling at them to go do something. They're almost like the cattle scent out in the Tour Divide, where they let you get real close and then they freak out, except they're maybe even more unpredictable, certainly faster moving. But a lot of the whitetails, and then couple of hawks and owls. That was kind of cool. One climb out of that valley to go over into the next, but by all accounts still nothing major. And then happened upon a couple guys sitting on their front porch of their cabin, and let me have some water, and of course lots of questions about what I'm doing and the bike and all that. And that was cool. And a little beta on what was coming. It was very serendipitous place to be able to refill, because it goes off into the national forest from there and up to an area called the Dolly Sods. So it was like a seven and a half mile climb up to this big plateau, just beautiful, wide open, looks like a completely different country up there. And on the way up, it's all a lot of, well, down low, it's a lot of hardwoods, and then you get into pines. And then finally, the pines getting smaller and smaller and smaller as you get near the top. And then it's just kind of this big, open, rocky, in places boggy, not least stunted little trees because of the winter. So it looks a lot more like stuff I saw in Newfoundland than I have around here. So that was kind of cool. So roll across the top of that plateau for, I don't remember how many miles, 6-7 miles. And it drops down into the Canaan Valley. Got in there, say about 8 o'clock, 8:30, a little after dark. Found a pizza place, an Italian place, had a big plate of lasagna. And then the next push was going to be on to Davis. And so I rolled out of there, passed a bike shop and a lot of hooting and hollering. This is now like 9:30 at night. So I wasn't expecting that at all, but make a little U-turn and come back, and there's 6 or 7 people hanging out. I guess after hours at the bike shop. Turns out one of them's Zach Adams. This is bike shop's called Trail Labs in Canaan Valley. I know him back from my race directing days in the ultra cross world before we called it gravel, of Southern Cross. So, that was kind of a cool little catch up. I picked up a wind vest, which I desperately needed. My zipper had been blowing out on my other. There was offers of beers and just sleep there. And it was very tempting, but I was only 80-ish miles in. And I was hoping for a little more than that. So I pushed on. One of the people that were hanging out was like, hey, I got an extra room, Thomas, if you want to stop there, here's my number, address, save you a little money. So that worked out pretty cool. And it was a little bit further even, than Davis. So that was, that day was really good and fairly trauma free and a free place to stay. And I was able to do some laundry in the morning. So really happy to have Zach had sent some beers with them back to the house so that I could have a beer when I got done. So, Eddie O'Day, Eastern Divide. I'm calling in from Snowshoe, West Virginia. I left Thomas a little bit late. I woke up to rain at like 5 a.m., reset my alarm for another hour later. I think that was 8 o'clock to let some of the rain go by. And then got up, took care of some laundry. It was pretty muddy the night before. Forgot to mention I had a crash. That, I guess, was the only bit of drama that I did have. But nothing bad came out of it, just muddy. Finally got rolling out of there, and it, to be honest, it was probably 11:30, maybe even close to noon by the time I got going. This little restaurant was delicious, but just nobody's in a hurry. It's just a theme all the way through. Nobody's in a hurry for anything. Anyways, I rolled out of there, and I had a big grilled cheese and ham and bacon and tomato sandwich. And I also got one of those to go. This thing has to weigh like a pound and a half. So I ate one of those for breakfast, and then I took one to go. And then the next bit was Old Rail to Trail, lots of waterfalls, heading down towards the little town called Parsons. Really pretty, easy going. It's downhill. Fairly steep for Rail to Trail, but not crazy steep. Got into Parsons. I was only maybe 16 miles in, but hit the grocery, reloaded on some things I needed, little extra food. And then there's nothing on route after that. So rolled on, and rain had cleared out. Somewhere just past Parsons, it started up again. And as I stopped a little cabin and used their porch awning to sort myself and my bag out and get my rain jacket and rearrange things a little bit, because the sun had come out. So I was already down to shorts and a jersey. So rearranged my layers, and somebody rode by. It's like, ooh, rabbit. All right. So I went and chased this guy down. It took a little while, and then I realized he's on an e-bike. Talked to him a little bit, but it was really nothing more than one word answers and no response beyond that. So I was like, all right, I'll leave you alone. I started right away, and then I dropped my glasses. And he passed by, and I took a minute to find the arm of my glasses, the little black arm laying down in the leaves. Luckily I did. So sorted myself out there. I didn't bother trying to chase him down again. I didn't need to burn all my matches doing that. But I kept a pretty good solid pace, had a little hesitation near a little town called Beverly, whether I was going to go in there. There's a restaurant and a store, but, really no place to stay. Temperatures were dropping pretty well. And the rain had just been, steady, not real hard, but just kind of a steady light rain. Ultimately I, got some water from a house and pushed on route. And I knew once I left there, Snowshoe was pretty much my only option as far as what I could see en route. There's a couple roadside camping spots, but as I saw on the map and as turned out in real life, they were pretty high, which means they're up in the clouds and rain. So I got up near nothing. There's really nothing there, to be honest. Something called Cheat Mountain area. And got in, and it was this crazy bushwhack. Just like the road had been abandoned, and they moved a bunch of rocks in there and let it sit for 20 years, and nobody's been back. So I'm not sure why that's in the route. I had no idea how long it goes on. There's zero notes in the maps. But being in a crazy thick fog that I could see 10 feet and just the idea of rolling an ankle in there, slogging my bike for who knows how long, and nobody's going to find me because nobody goes through there. So I backed out of there and went back down to the road. There was not too far from a highway, but it was maybe a 500-foot climb to get out of there. Dropped down the highway, found some pipe spring, which was a nice unexpected resupply. But as I descended, I came out of the fog, clouds into rain. So yeah, descending quickly and getting soaked. So body temperature's dropping quickly. Trying to pedal, but there's really, I just don't have the gearing to do anything to generate heat. So suck it up, rip down as fast as I can. It finally levels out and I start to pedal. I passed over a bridge over a river. I did take a quick look underneath it to see if I could get under there, but it was just a pile of rocks. There was no place to be to hide out. So kept rolling. Maybe another mile down the road, I found a shelter next to the railroad tracks, and went up in there, and it's pretty spacious and out of the wind, and very dry, which was nice. I went ahead and ate half of one of my giant grilled cheese and ham sandwiches, and contemplated next moves. I could stay there. It was kind of a known commodity. It was dry, kind of out of the wind, though, and fairly low-ish. I'd say I was around 3,500 feet, where up at 4,000 feet, it was really noticeably colder and wetter. And so I had that spot. So, but I'm back and forth, and I was like, so I start looking at maps and whatnot. And I see it's 27 miles to snowshoe. I'm like, okay, 27 miles, I can do this. It's 10 o'clock. That put me in at like 1 a.m. ish. I can handle that. So roll out of there. Roads are pretty good for a while, until actually they're really good. I'm cruising along. I'm feeling really good about it. Man, I might even make this like in 2 hours. Get there by midnight. That'd be amazing. And of course, that's the worst thought to ever have, because of course it turns off to a gated road. That degrades real quickly into super eroded creek running down the road. You could take the middle, but horses have been on it, torn it up, and it's super soft. And the tire tracks from whatever drives through there very rarely is super rutted out. So kind of on and off the bike, mostly rode it, but it was a lot of effort for sure. So this was all maybe 12 miles out from snowshoe. The descent was no better, actually more scary because now I have speed. Again, the center line's just slimy muck and you got ruts on either side, and you get in that rut, it's really hard to come out of it without crashing. So finally, get on through most of that. It goes by a state park, and I kept thinking, oh man, this road's got to open up, but it doesn't. It must be the back end of a park. Nobody goes in this place. So it dumps you out across some railroad tracks. Like, thank God it changed. Says turn this way, turn that way. And that second turn is the start of this climb, and it's 2 mile and three quarters, 9% average grade. I'm like, oh, this is gonna be tough. And just from the very base of it, it's nothing but mud, and that does not change for the entirety of the climb. It's nothing but mud, and I don't know about this 9% average grade, mostly because my Garmin auto pauses at less than 3 miles an hour, and I walked most of that climb. I mean, either between the mud and slipping out, or just so ridiculously steep that there was no chance anyways. Finally slog my way up, and there's a lookout tower at the top, which is kind of cool. Except that I walked about halfway up. The railing was super cold and wet, so it was soaking into my gloves. And about halfway up, I'm kind of even with the tree line, and the wind starts cutting through me. So I backed out of there. Who knows what I could see in the dark. I'm sure some stars would have been nice. The sky did actually open up right at that moment, which was kind of cool. But the wind was cutting through, and I was just noped my way back down there real quick because I didn't want to be freezing, basically. I was afraid I'd start to get the shivers up there because I was so soaked through. And now I got to walk down shivering, and I wasn't going to have that. So missed whatever that was, back down, got on my bike, and started rolling. Luckily, it wasn't a big descent to come, in the sense that I could get some body heat back and get warmed up. But it was just a loose, rutted, eroded, crappy ATV, Jeep Road for another, I don't know, maybe three, four. Yeah, so crappy road for 4 miles. Couple of steep pitches. I had to hike a bike up again, slick and steep. And I've got no legs left. I never did see what my total elevation was yesterday, but I'm guessing somewhere around 10,000 feet. Rolled into Snowshoe Park itself, and down the hill a little bit towards whatever hotel I could find. I was looking for a hose too, but I never did find one. I rolled through a couple puddles to get some of the mud off the tires, but my drivetrain's just trash right now. Anyways, did find a hotel, stupid expensive for what I'm using it for. I mean, crash out for 5 hours, get a shower. Excuse me. I am running some laundry and chilling, so I guess there's that. But anyways, I got in here at 2:30 up to the room about 3 o'clock before I finally turned the lights out. Chilling right now, drinking some coffee. There's a Starbucks right out the back door, which is nice. Waiting on some laundry to finish up. And then I got to go find a hose to try to clean this drivetrain up because it's not going to survive very long without it. So that's it. I'm in Snowshoe, chilling out for the moment. Next big push will be down towards White Sulphur Springs. It doesn't sound like there's anything in between, but it looks like a pretty easy big descent off the mountain here. And then, I have a resupply in Marlinton. So there's one little town, but that's like 30 miles out. And then another 60 down to White Sulphur Springs, but it looks like a rail to trail or something, or a river path. I can't quite tell what it is. So mostly downhill. So there's that. So I'm hoping for an easier day. My body's pretty trashed today, but still at it, still going. Please consider donation to Georgia Cycling Association. If you're not sure what that's all about, please Google up Eddie O'Day and Tackling the Trail, or Eastern Divide, Eddie O'Day. Either way, you'll find it. Raising money for Youth Cycling League in Georgia. So thanks. Talk to you soon. Bye.